This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Disinformation coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I told the story about how I took my daughters and five of their friends, two carloads, down to San Antonio from Austin last weekend to go to Six Flags. And my daughters go to private school, but three of the other girls go to public school. And I understand these are public school girls, and they were ages 15 to 13. And I thought Ted Nugent was riding with me in the car. So my wife went down with the baby in her car with my younger daughter, and I drove with my older daughter and her five friends. And these weren't talking points. These girls, it was like an hour and a half of my own radio show. And they knew who I was from memes and stuff, but this is all from their dads and their moms. And I was just thinking, man, imagine if they went and had rallies and spoke. I mean, they were smart, just empowered. They were talking about feminism and how the government wants to take control of women and break up families so that they can control and dictate reproduction, and they just knew everything. And I was very pleased to learn they weren't getting it from my show. Soros and the left are going to lose, folks. People want freedom. They know Venezuela, North Korea, everywhere are hell. They know every leftist city is a bunch of rich, tax-exempt people. They know the Democrats have three times the money the Republicans do in national studies. But they want to play class warfare and envy. They are the greedy rich people that don't want you to be wealthy. Donald Trump does. We're going to go to break, come back with Dr. Corsi with just staggering news. And I say that because I go, this is incredible. That's incredible. It is all incredible. And they're far from breaking my will and my spirit. I feel stronger than ever. But I have reached a point where I was getting ready this morning, like 7 a.m., reading news. And I got a huge headache because I can't come up with words strong enough to describe how bad the globalists are. I mean, there's just stacks of news of them devil worshiping and torturing women in dungeons and, you know, the Clintons and all this. I mean, and I know, and then one side of me, the reason I get exhausted is I go, man, you're really up against devil worshipers. You ought to, aren't you scared? That's how your conscience talks to you, your brain war games thing. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm scared of them winning. And then they're like, oh, we're not with this guy that brands the women and got arrested and has them in dungeons and all this, that his buddies with the Clintons. Oh, and then you go look at the people's accounts, and they're all, like, tweeting the spirit cooking lady and how much they love her. And it's just so creepy, man. I mean, oh, these people want to run our lives. They've all got armed bodyguards, and they don't want us to have guns. I mean, I hate these people. I really do. And it's because I love my children so much that it's revolting. I liken it to, have you ever had to dig a dead animal out of your air conditioning vents in your house, your central heating and cooling? I've done it. I have fished a dead raccoon out back when I was just got my first house and didn't have money to have people come tear it all out and do it. I went in and did it. And we've been on vacation, so it had worms all over it, you know, but I got that sucker out of there. And I threw up a couple times. My dad, one time, a dead possum, he had the same nightmare at his house. And I asked him, he had money back then. I said, why'd you do it? Oh, I just did it. He's from the country. But that's what I like at Hillary and Abramovich. All these people are like rotting dead possums. But I can't just get them out of the vent and then throw up, you know, get them in the trash and vomit and forget about it. That's Hollywood. It's like a giant. When I see Hollywood red carpets, I see, or Jim Carrey, I like see rotting dead possums. I'm serious. It's like I get nauseous because I know what they are. They're just fried, screwed up, evil little people who are into themselves and can't stand the fact that we're straight backed, straight necked, strong, virile, God-fearing. They see us, and it reminds them of what trash they are, what disgusting filth they are. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just recap some of the top stories that I haven't gotten into, but I've mentioned. I had Tommy Robinson coming on today about some incredible attacks on free speech in the UK and all the Islamist stuff going on. He's still going to be joining us, but it's becoming staggering. They're now EU-wide saying that child sex with Muslims is okay because it's their culture. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is so crazy, I'm having trouble believing it. This was officially put out by the Swedish government. It's on InfoWars.com. It's translated out of Swedish, and it shows men with little girls. I mean, it's next level. And they have children's shows on German PBS, on their public television, teaching 14-year-olds to have a 25-year-old Islamic husband. I mean, I just said that, and it sounds like a lie, and it's true. I mean, you know what I mean? That's so crazy, I can't even believe it anymore. So let's stop right there. That's coming up. It just gets more insane. These people are insane. And the devil worshiping and arrest made and women in cages and starving them and branding them and Vicente Fox's daughter connected to it and U.S. senators connected. And then they try to say, oh, we're not connected. But then their Twitter account, they're tweeting out Aleister Crowley's high priestess, spirit cooking. I mean, it's just like, really? Really, devil worship? Slaves must immediately answer their masters anytime they text or call them, and if they do not recruit enough slaves of their own, they are beaten with a paddle. And that's just the entrance of the cult. And then the women must be at starvation level. Oh, just get up, whatever her name is off the screen. I can't look at her. Now, last night, yesterday afternoon, Dr. Corsi calls me and he says, Ted Malik, the former board member of the Davos Group, head of the Aspen Institute, you know, a patriot mole inside the globalist, best-selling author, professor, was flying in from London where he lives. He's an Anglophile. He's an American, but he lives in England. And they grab him up. They read him his rights. They want to know about Roger Stone, Corsi, our operation. And then they take his phone. We're going to go over it all right now with Dr. Jerome Corsi, because this is a big, 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 big deal. That this is how big the dragnet is that I guess because he talked about talking to an MI6 agent that told him that the WikiLeaks had gotten the stuff downloaded, which we now know from William Binney, formerly the director of the NSA Technical, and that it wasn't hacked from a distance. So they want to know all about this. And it just shows how huge the dragnet is. My security team, just the other day, documented, and the feds wanted me to know, because the feds have got cars with little numbers on the front fender. Feds out here following me, I don't know what for. If people think that's going to intimidate me, I haven't figured out. I can't be intimidated because I'm committed until death to fight this, because I know we're dealing with a bunch of pedophile devil worshippers. So it's not hard to say I'm committed 100%. because I'm actually panicking like a drowning man, you understand, getting away from them. That's what this is. This whole show is that. Fight or flight, I'm fighting. This is my panic, completely freaked out fight against a bunch of devil worshipers. You got to figure it out. I only know one direction, that's forward. And I am scared. I'm scared I'm not going to fight you hard enough. You got me scared. Don't you worry. So, you got me scared. Oh, believe me. We got our hands around your neck politically now. You're going to find out just how scared we are. And that scared strength's going to pop the political eyeballs out of your head. Just like you see a little boy, Bezos, 30-plus billion lost in a day. That's a guy that won't even pay for his sick employees. The Washington Post treats him like total crap and is a monster. And you think he likes losing 30 million in one day? 5 billion himself? You think that little monster likes that? And he'll lose a lot more than that real soon. You think this is a one-way street, Buster? It's not. This is real. So get ready. And the news is like, oh, Trump's obsessed with it, that it's killing Main Street, and that it's anti-American, and that he thinks the Washington Post is weaponized. Thinks it's weaponized? They publicly hired over 300 former CIA operatives from Information Warfare Division under Obama to run the Washington Post now. It's a giant CIA breakaway criminal network. Yeah, I'm glad the president's obsessed with it. They're lucky they're just getting their asses handed to them financially. All right, I'm sorry, let's go to Dr. Corsi. So, author of Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Doc, this is such next level. And you said it best last night in that emergency broadcast we did, but Pat Malik finally, they took his phones and stuff. He's trying to talk to lawyers. You talked to him this morning. He doesn't want to come on yet, but just describe what he told you they did.
Well, it's getting to be more and more incredible. I mean, Ted Malik is okay. He's in Ohio. He's with his wife. The FBI and the Mueller team are continuing to talk to him. They're calling him up. Now we know a couple things. One is they went to a judge.
Oh, this is breaking exclusive right now.
Yes, it's all breaking. They went to a judge in Mueller went to a judge in Massachusetts to get the subpoena for Ted to appear before the grand jury on the Russian collusion case. They went to somebody in Massachusetts. I guess they couldn't find a liberal enough judge in Washington. Then they want to keep Ted's cell phone. It's his only cell phone. He's out using his wife's cell phone, which is in London. It doesn't really work that well here, calling to London to have it bounce back here. They won't give him his cell phone back. They say they want to scrutinize it, and they're going to hold Ted. He's going to come back on April 13th. They postponed the grand jury appearance to give them more time to break down every little square inch of Ted's cell phone. Now, I mean, this is, to me, outrageous. Here, Ted Malik is stopped at the airport. He's detained. He's brought into some detention room of the FBI and grilled. He's told he's going to be forced to go to the grand jury. They confiscate his cell phone. Then he goes off to Ohio, no cell phone. I mean, Ted Malik would have come in voluntarily. All the FBI had to do was ask. And Ted would have been happy.
So they did this to shake him up and then later try to say he lied about something to try to flip him to then lie about Roger Stone.
That's right. And they read him his rights, and they just decided, you know, they told him, reminded him that anything he said was going to be used against him in terms of lying to the FBI. He had no lawyer. He went in and talked with them without a lawyer. Now he's getting a lawyer today to try to assist him through this. But this is like a bad, Edward G. Robinson 1930 movie. I mean, I'm tweeting out and pounding Mueller. I mean, Mueller is the one who next gets to be, he needs to be under investigation along with Rosenstein for their role in covering up this Uranium One bribery scheme by Russia, which they, I don't think CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment of the United States, would have allowed Hillary's deal to go through with Russia buying Uranium One if Mueller and Rosenstein had let that information be made available to the committee. I'm asking Mueller, how much did he get paid? What's his net worth? How much did Hillary pay of the $147 million that she got? We know.
Well, that's what's crazy. We got him on tarmac, $147 million, $30 million to the Podesta brother, all this Russia connection, selling the country out, and then they've been doing a proctology exam on everybody associated with Trump and found nothing. They admit that, and now they're moving on to process crimes. This is just insane. And then Trey Gowdy tries to score points, with the establishment, and goes, and I like Trey Gowdy in many ways, but he's like, Jim Jordan, everybody, you need to knock it off. And by the way, stop acting like you're guilty, Trump. When they've expanded the investigation into how long his toenails are and nothing's been found, and Hillary is literally in league selling out one-third of our strategic uranium in frickin' tarmac meetings out of a James Bond movie, this is ridiculous. Fine, keep investigating Trump. Investigate me, but indict Hillary and the Podestas and all these other jerks and Mueller. You can't have Mueller in tarmac meetings for the Clintons with the Russians and then turn around and tell us we're involved with them when we're not.
Yes, I just found out today, too, the New York Times, the second week in a row, my book is outsold about half of the bestseller list, but they're not putting the book on the bestseller list. They've got these, they hate the book. They hate killing the deep state. You know, it's going to be, we're going to be offering it through InfoWars next week.
For now, what, at least 10 years, the New York Times and all of them don't let anything patriotic make the New York Times a seller.
Absolutely not. They block it, they censor it, and they deny you revenue by that because the bookstores use that list for placement.
By the way, but they're making the list worthless, so we'll stay there.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
We now take you live.
We now take you live.
For the Central,
Texas Command Center. And the heart of the resistance.
Rallying.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
They've heard the call.
To the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, Roseanne Barr just had the president call her congratulator on the number one show in the last 2 or 3 years with all the declining ratings. 18 million viewers in the key demographic. The other hit shows have like 5-6 million now. The people are sick of Hollywood and their leftist garbage. It's just a balanced show that shows some libertarian and nationalist views. And Roseanne, by the way, is a listener. I can tell you to a certain extent, she said it. Well, I helped partially get her from being a mainline leftist to a free thinker. She's been on years ago. She said she'd come on. I was talking to her yesterday via Twitter. And I know she's getting slammed, but she's hotter than a firecracker, hotter than white hot metal right now. And we would love to get her on the broadcast. So that's how ridiculous I am, too. Like, I even had her number. And I don't think I put it in the computer right. So I'm going to ask her for a number right now. The point is, I want to get her on because I don't normally care about Hollywood. I don't want to be. But getting Mavericks on and her standing up to the bullying and all of it and then getting top ratings, again, that's what people want. And they're tired of being lectured to constantly. Now, the globalists are panicking, obviously, and Dr. Jerome Corsi's here with us. This is a big deal because getting into all the backstory, Ted Malik's an academic. He's a very trusted guy. Classically, at Bilderberg or at Davos or the CFR, they get a trusted academic to be kind of the custodian or the secretary of the thing. So there he is on the board of directors of Davos for decades, helped make it big, founder of Rasmussen Institute, but with an Americana view there the whole time. And I mean, I remember even, you know, covering Ted Malik 20 years ago and going, here's one of the traitors, Ted Malik, before I understood how it all worked. And then I realized a few years later, he was actually fighting globalism from within it. But he has nothing to do with the Trump administration and nothing to do with any of this. And he's been grabbed by the FBI. That shows you the dragnet is gigantic. It's threatening. And because he's not a coward and would tell people, we know about it. They have talked to almost everyone that's bought properties from Trump, including just single condos, his golf members in New Jersey, in New York, in Florida. This is true harassment, and it's next level. And you know what? The president isn't backing down, is he? He just smashed Amazon by pointing out that they're running a major scam with their inside tax deals and things, and that brought their stock down massively to 30-plus billion. So the globalists better get it, Dr. Corsi, that all of their harassing us, all of them persecuting us, is not making us put our tail between our legs. It's making us dig in and intensify letting loose the dogs of war.
Well, that's exactly right, Alex. And one of the key points today when Ted Malik talked to me, and he is okay. He's here for Easter. He's going to stay through Easter. But the point is, Ted said that the Mueller's staff were upset that we went public with that the grand jury had called him. That was supposed to be kept secret, squirrel. Nobody was supposed to know that because Mueller wants to do all of this, you know, in a camera secret proceeding. I mean, this is disgraceful. This is like a cheap 1930 movie. I mean, if Mueller wants to behave like this, I'm telling him, let's go out in the backyard and then duke it out. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm tired of seeing the FBI dragged to this level of embarrassment by a hack like Mueller and Rosenstein, both of whom ought to be indicted and under grand jury subpoena themselves for their role in the cover-up of the Iranian One Russian bribery scheme. They helped Hillary make $147 million, and now that's being covered up. So Ted Malik saying, you know, well, they said we shouldn't mention anything. He said, Ted, forget it. We'll blast them. I want to blast them. I want to call them out. You know, Mueller wants to grab Ted's cell phone and look at his cell phone. He would have taken his laptops. You know, with the FBI and CIA and all these people won't tell you when they're giving it back. They're going to scrutinize it down to the last bit of data, and then they'll bring Ted in, and if he lies about anything or makes a mistake, they'll indict him. He's going to be in the grand jury. They can't have any lawyer at the grand jury, and they're going to testifying for, who knows, 2-3 days about every little detail of everything he's done back to grade school. I think it's disgusting.
I've never heard you, I mean, because you've been a fan over all the FBI, I've never heard you this angry, but you're absolutely right. And they say that we're trying to pull down the FBI. No, letting the Clinton Crime Network operate and having Loretta Lynch in illegal tarmac meetings and having Mueller, when you know, when he's not even director, delivering uranium. And so they've changed the subject over to us, the Liberty Movement, saying we, the patriots that want to make America great again, are Ruski agents. As, I mean, that's what Maxine Waters says. The swamp came from Putin. Drain the swamp. Lock her up came from Putin. The idea that Trump can't come up with ideas, that anybody could tell me what to do. Now, you can't stop me from interrupting people or shutting up. This is ridiculous crap.
Yeah, and then the same day, I mean, I find out my book, Killing the Deep State, for 2 weeks in a row is not going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. That affects placement in bookstores. Why? It outsold half of the books, but you know, it's this leftist group at the New York Times, another bunch of communists that ought to go the same way as Bezos and the Washington Post, the whole bunch of them, you know, basically criminal, bending the algorithm.
Are you kidding? We have the head guy at the New York Times over all their digital operations saying, we're interfaced with YouTube and we censor Alex Jones. The New York Times, CNN, they've all got their fingers like in a pie and they don't even hide it. Brian Stelter, Anderson Cooper goes, we're in Alex Jones's account. We're going to get him banned. We can see what he's doing. I've talked to the lawyers. That is illegal, man. It is just crazy to have Anderson Cooper and Brian Stelter in my private account.
Yeah, and the same day, again, now YouTube just demonetized one of my QAnon decodes. So, I mean, it's all starting again. Now they want to the deep state is desperate. And Mueller is pathetic. Mueller, you know, has had a
what do they got on him? I mean, what do they have on this guy?
On Ted Malik?
No, on Mueller. We know Mueller, he took money from the Russians. We know. So just why not have a federal grand jury and panel indict his ass? We got him.
Precisely. And he was also the cover-up artist of the HSBC case where Comey was on the board.
And
Comey
he did all that Richard Jewell fake anthrax stuff. And the fourth patsy they got, they just went ahead and whacked.
So, Mueller is the one who ought to be investigated, and Rosenstein. The two of them ought to be drugged up before a grand jury themselves and put under criminal investigation. And that was the whole point with Joe DiGenova. Joe DiGenova and his wife, Victoria Townsend, had the witness, William Campbell, who knows all about Mueller and Rosenstein's suppression of the Russian bribery scheme. It had to be suppressed.
And by the way, Congress has already heard secret testimony. It's come out. Mueller and all of them killed the investigation of the bribery to get our uranium, and then Hillary got the deal for letting it happen, and you know, just like McCabe got a half mil for his cover-up, I wonder what Mueller got. You know Mueller got money. Hell, he's been put on all these Russian boards. That right there is the money. Indict his ass.
Ted Malik's a friend, and I've known Ted and helped to publish his memoirs. If Mueller wants to deal with Ted Malik, you know, scaring him, detaining him from the airport, Ted would have talked to him. I'm fed up with this. I want to say to Mueller, let's go out in the backyard of the Justice Department. You got to have some. Let's duke it out. I mean, you know what? You want to behave like a thug? You want to behave like that? Well, this is what you deserve. Let's duke it out. You're finished. You're a hack. The whole investigation is a criminal setup.
It is. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. We'll talk to you again coming up on The Warm today. If you can pop in. Thank you. I know you're getting over a cold, but God bless. Powerful information. All right. You know, we should be carrying his book. He is our reporter. I didn't even make a deal to carry his book at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Make no mistake, the Republic is at war with the globalist deep state. They are the breakaway group inside our government.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
You know, they have scientifically proven that birds, mammals, you name it, are psychic. And they're learning it's actually science that we have electrochemical parts of our brains that are magnetic and then interface with the magnetic field of the planet, that interface with the solar winds, but also like when you're walking through the woods and you know somebody's looking at you, and then you turn around and there they are. That's been proven. You look up the studies. And I got to act on this when this happens, because I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and I was worried about my dad having a heart attack. I never think about that. And then at 7 in the morning, my personal trainer was supposed to come over, and he called me. He said, listen, my dad had a heart attack in the middle of the night, and I'm friends with his dad. He's a nice guy. And so I can't come and work out with you. I said, well, obviously. And I'm just saying that's the weird way my brain works. And And it's not a coincidence. It's just those weird things that happen. And more I do tell people stuff, and then they, you know, they see it. But that's how psychic stuff works, though. It's not 100%. You can't, like, dead on know exactly what it is. You just know. And it's the same thing with Russia. I also was like, why am I having so much anxiety? And I said, Russia's going to change its posture. They're pushing NATO forces into the border. I went and looked it up online, and sure enough, middle of the night, that's exactly what was going on. I don't want to get all mumbo-jumbo here. It's just I'm really concerned about Russia, and it's not because I'm on some Russian payroll. It's because they've got 10,000 nuclear weapons, and they're a Christian nation fighting radical Islam, and our government has been bombing Russian contractors on the ground that are fighting ISIS. I was reading this article in Reuters earlier. In fact, after Mr. Robinson leaves us, I'll get into it. And it was with a straight face, Mattis, I talked about it yesterday too. Now I read the whole speech this morning. I only seen some quotes yesterday, but actually, like I said, I woke up the middle of the night and was like reading everything Mattis actually said. I was like, God, this is worse than I thought. And he's like, we sure taught those Russians when we blew a couple hundred of them up a couple of months ago and watch it now. Russia's working with us and pulled out their people so we don't blow more of them up. And it's like, you read it and it's said the Russian mercenaries, yeah, right, sheep dip, Spetsnaz, were fighting ISIS and U.S.-backed rebels. So the Pentagon's still trying to keep a group of Nazis in there, which I already knew from my military sources months ago. And, of course, Trump's been double-crossed on that, I know for a fact. That's one reason he got rid of McMaster. And I got that directly from high-level CIA. And, folks, I don't just say that, okay? So where do you think I knew 3 weeks ago that Kim Jong-un had already agreed to denuclearization and in exchange for a 10-year unification plan with the South and tens of billions of dollars of infrastructure investment and a partnership with South Korea? I got that directly from the State Department. And you saw yesterday exactly what I said in the news. People say, well, why are you told this stuff? Because people want you to know we're the real deal. Now, that said, we've got this whole Cold War going that they're kicking off, and the Australian, that's the name of their biggest paper, the Australian newspaper, gets it right. They said that this is a worse situation, find the exact quote, they said this is more dangerous than any time during the Cold War. You find it. I mean, look at these headlines. U.S. almost attacked Russians again in Syria. Putin's new missiles. Where's that one I had? It's the Australian. And it basically points out how much danger we're in. But regardless, this is out of control. I can't find it. You guys reprint me that article about it. Oh, here it is. I found it. Then we're going to Tommy. Russia vows to respond with force if Trump strikes Syria again. It's Newsweek. And I don't believe a word they say. I went and checked what the Russians actually said. It was true. Russia readies for opening strike in NATO war because they may strike first if weapons keep getting massed on their border. That's completely insane. Here it is. Russia crisis hotter than the Cold War. Yeah, people keep saying we're at risk of a new Cold War. No. It's worse already. This is crazy, man. I'm sitting there looking at my 11-month-old daughter, and I'm getting tired of this crap. All right. You've got the Pope coming out. We put it on screen from drudgereport.com and saying there is no hell. There is no being cut off from God. Now, I've made the joke that, I mean, he might as well just say he worships Baphomet and start eating babies on TV. Because he says, open your borders. He says, you know, submit to Islam. He says it makes him nauseous to hear about Christian roots. It's incredible. Tommy Robinson, the great patriot, attacked by Antifa, you name it, arrested, put in prison, just banned off Twitter yesterday. He joins us to break this down. And he was the guy 10 years ago that exposed the Muslim grooming gangs. In his county, he said thousands of girls, some of them killed. It all was confirmed. Now the BBC's had to admit it's been a giant cover-up. Meanwhile, migrant baby boom causes highest birth rate in Germany in 40 years. Voice of Europe. Swedish government releases brochure for migrants legitimizing sex with children and sex in child marriages. You cannot make that up. So the left is allied with Islam, the most radical forms of it, because Muhammad married a 9-year-old. That's what it is. The left are a pedophile religion. And that's what we're faced with. And I got more devil worship news here with Hillary. Mainstream news, arrest made in a devil worship cult that Hillary's connected to. Oh, yeah. But let's go to Mr. Robinson. Thank you for joining us. We should tackle the censorship first, the candlelight vigil for the folks run over by the Islamicists, all of this. But getting into you banned on Twitter. I know we had the lady on yesterday who was banned off Twitter because she said, please don't mutilate women, and asked Sadiq Khan, the mayor, to speak out against Muslims sex-slaving women. And he called that hate speech and had her banned. So this is next level. Will you now support mutilating women? Maybe you can be liberal.
I've seen this coming. I think everyone's seen this coming. This is the future. Removing off Twitter. Facebook will be next. YouTube will be next. This is about stopping any counter-argument. And what they want, which they have now, is they want to run articles about me. They want to label me as a hate preacher. And they don't want me to be able to reply to it. They don't want me to be able to expose their lies. And they've been successful. They've removed me from Twitter. And, I saw
Sadiq Khan called for it 2 weeks ago. You were on the day he did it. You said, I'll be banned soon. Now it's happened.
Sadiq Khan called for it. We had a leading Labour politician who went to YouTube CEOs, and she asked them why they're recommending my hate videos. We had Saeed Avasi. Saeed Avasi is a Muslim lady. She was a conservative baroness in our House of Lords. She stood up in Parliament talking about my hate. We had Mark Rowley, the leader of counterterrorism. All of these are common purpose. We had Mark Rowley, the leader of counterterrorism, who stood up, who gave press conferences on national TV, and again spoke about my hate. Hate is the new word over here. Hate is the new word. We had racist, they beat that down, they wore that out. We had Nazi, they beat that down, they wore that out. Now the word is hate. And with hate, they don't have to back it up or explain it. They just say it's hate speech. And I know that if I got in front of any one of these individuals, any one of them, and asked for one example, give me one example. Because I done an interview yesterday with Russia Today. It's just gone out today. And in that, the journalist spoke about my hate. And I said to her, you're a journalist. You've obviously researched before this interview, have you not? She said, yes. Give me one example of my hate. Just one. Just one that you found. And of course she couldn't. Of course she couldn't. Because the problem is now, that's literally speaking. Do you know what? Her response was, you speak about Islam. I said, yeah. So I speak about an ideology, a religion, and I'm not allowed to. And that's where we're going. What they're doing is they're legitimizing and criminalizing speak and talk of Islam.
And if you don't support having sex with 9-year-old girls, you're hateful because, you know, the religion says it's okay. This is next level. And what you said is critical. We'll come right back from breaking this with Tommy Robinson here, banned off Twitter, that Sadiq Khan and all these people, they just say ban us and lie about what we've said and what we've done, and then we're disappeared, and then that's really what's hateful. That's what's fascistic. That's what's Nazi-like. That's what is the big danger. And they're here, and they're really doing it. And they're, again, in Sweden saying it's politically correct. We've got to let our 9-year-old daughters have sex with Muslim men. Anybody else does it, you're going to prison.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
All right, folks, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've been having some technical difficulties lately. I apologize to our stations. We've had several computers go out. We're getting new equipment. We normally are glitch-free. But that's the thing about glitches. Once they start, they multiply. And then pretty soon, you shut down. That's how it works. You let gremlins in, they multiply. And that's the way countries are. You let communism and socialism and all this garbage take over. You let the government and special groups get control of your kids. Those are the control freaks that want to take control of your life. And that's where we are right now. Now, we're going to go back to Tommy Robinson, banned off Twitter. And they're doing this where Milo Yiannopoulos, Tommy Robinson, drip, 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 drip. He should be getting a Pulitzer Prize. He should be getting an award for breaking sex grooming. There should be a Hollywood movie where there's a guy that owns a tanning salon and a company and is a happy father, and he sees Muslim men pimping 8-year-old girls and stands up and fights them and gets thrown in prison in solitary confinement, and they try to kill him, and he gets out and he all this stuff. No. He gets banned on Twitter, and Sadiq Khan supports Sharia law and bans former Muslim women that don't want their genitals cut off. And the media goes, shut up, women! We'll cut your genitals off. And Sadiq Khan says, hey, I want Tommy Robinson shut down. And a week and a half later, he shut up. Isn't that nice? We'll go back to him in a moment. Now, just briefly, because I hardly plug, because I just want to get back to the news. We have the best supplements. We have the best products. We have the best water filters. We have the best non-GMO heirloom seeds. We have the best air filtration. We have the best of everything. We go out and find the very best and then discount it. We have Body's ultimate turmeric product. It's amazing. It sold out just a few weeks. It is back in. By the way, I wanted to change the label from red to orange because turmeric is orange. We did that, and it's in. And it is 25% off. It is amazing, and your purchase funds the operation. It will sell out very quickly because we got a limited shipment. We're about to end the special on Brain Force Plus, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. And when you get the two together, you get a 50% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Thousands of positive reviews for each item. No reviews yet, obviously, for each combo pack. We should probably have a new combo pack, you know, that runs for like a week. Probably not even probably have the reviews because there are no reviews of a combo pack because it's only there for a week. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're about to sell out of Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. It's a supplement. You can swallow it as well. A little spray bottle. It's amazing. It's got the Silver Sol patented solution, iodine, and more. That's about to sell out. But it is your funding that allows us to stand against Soros' lawsuits and the globalists and move forward and deliver victory. So we salute you all, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Tommy Robinson for this segment and the next. You're on fire, my friend. You know, when I mentioned this thing about Sweden, where they have fire police chiefs that say 90%+ of the rapes are Muslim, where they arrest women that say it's wrong that Muslims are raping people, where they tell women that are raped, don't wear short skirts. That's the same thing in the Netherlands, also in Germany. You read this stuff, this is coming out of their mouths. You know, the leader of the Green Party, the female mayor of Cologne, when hundreds of women get raped, she says, well, don't wear short mini skirts or wear a wristband, you know, saying, don't rape me. This is next level. And now the Swedes are finally up in arms over a children's manual and government releases brochure for migrants legitimizing child marriage and talking about it. So this is next level. I mean, as you said, is that why the British elite are backing Islam is because of its pedophilic third rail?
I think that what they're doing is they can see that certain people like ourselves are now reaching people. We're reaching people in large numbers. So they're going to silence us. They're going to stop us. I've been to Sweden, I've been to Holland, I've been to Germany, I've been to all of these countries over the last 9 years. Originally, we started going there in 2009, trying to wake people up. The people weren't ready, but it is now, it's bubbling. And I'm going out there and you see more and more people ready, more and more people listening. Due to the internet, due to these sort of channels, due to alternative media, people are seeing, they're hearing, they're seeing the real news, they're seeing the truth. And that's why now, they know that. They know that, that's why they're taking the power back. They're silencing us, they're removing us. And they're doing it across the country. Even if you look in France, Marie Le Pen, before the election, they removed 10,000 social media accounts that were pro her. They just removed them. And when you see the power that has, whenever a negative news article went out about me, I tweet the article. All the people who follow me, obviously their eyes are open. They know the truth. They've seen what's happening. They would then go on and react. And before you know it, they'd be convincing people and arguing people. And there'd be dialogue and debate. But now they've removed me. They'll be able to just put these things up. And this child paedophilia, this grooming scandal that we're talking about, this is going on the length, the entire, every single town and city in our country. 70 towns have identified mass Muslim rape gangs that have been taking English girls. 70. But we've seen massive cases. If I ask you, what's the two biggest towns you know of rape scandals in the UK? You'll say Rotherham and Telford. Now, both of those towns have hardly any Muslims. Hardly any. I mean, like in Rotherham, there's only 3,500 men that fit the age or the criteria that can be involved in these rapes. So how many of them were... And that's why these towns are being used as scapegoats, because they simply cannot identify the real towns, the real problems. For example, in my town, where there's, instead of 3,500 Muslims, there's 60,000, 70,000. So the real rape gangs and the real problems are in Bradford, are in Birmingham, are in Luton, are in these sort of towns. And none of those towns have had massive grooming scandal news because they can't deal with it in those towns. They could not do it because instead of 1,400 children, we'd be seeing records of 14,000 children. We'd be seeing just how big.
Because let's say it. In the mainline religion of Islam, abusing boys and girls is the religion. I mean, having sex with boys. If you're an adult and have gay sex, they kill you. But if you're a man with a boy, it's in the Quran, it's okay. This is so out of control. And that's why the globalists love it. That's why. And you can have sex with nine-year-old girls. And so the left are a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles. They love it. That's why they love Islam.
Well, in heaven under Islam, if you martyr yourself, you get 72 virgins and 14 young boys that never grow old. 14 young boys.
And by the way, they always ignore the 14 young boy part. Yeah, by the way, you can tell none of these Muslims, 74 virgins, that means little girls, folks. That sounds like a nightmare.
In the Quran, it talks about boys that look like pearls, beautiful boys that look like pearls. Ugh. And of course, they never talk about this. So in heaven, everything that they want is loads of young girls and loads of young boys. And that's what they're being
brought up. Exactly. Heaven is a pedophile paradise. Under that Quranic interpretation, heaven is where Sandusky goes.
Yeah. Heaven is where, and we see it. We see this, and to be honest, this is what they want to do. So, what I was removed from Twitter for saying Islam promotes killing people. It does. No matter how much state censorship. Well, no matter how many Twitter companies, you can't change 1,400 years of history. You can't change a book that has 100 verses that tells them to kill us. I'm just stating a fact. And that's what I've been removed from social media for. Stating a fact because they don't...
I was told by a New York Times writer, and then I got another phone call. I was like, oh, this is a message. They said, you're about to be destroyed. This is a year ago. And I said, what do you want? And it didn't mean I was going to give in. I said, off record, I said, what do you want? And they said, don't talk about Islam anymore. Just stop it, Alex. You got it. And I realized they're all bought off. And I said, I will now I'm really going to go crazy.
Well, that's it. The more they try to stop, the more they try to stop us, the bigger our voices get. And Alex, I said in response, I'll talk about it if this is going to a break now. I'll talk about it in the next part. But I want to say what we want to do in Britain in response to their attack on our free speech.
Absolutely. But I tell you, it's also defamation why they said they got rid of you. It is just sick. And
hate.
Go ahead, sorry.
They said hate. They said hateful. What? Well, because I said Islam promotes killing. That's hateful. Islam's hateful. Islam's hate. And you know what? Hamas, Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, all prescribed terrorist organizations, all have Twitter accounts. All promote hate.
That's another good point. Hezbollah and Hamas have Twitter accounts. But Tommy Robinson doesn't, and Milo, harmless intellectual. You know, Milo's a smart guy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files.